You're listening to SBS News.
Hakeem Alarabi flew out of Australia on Tuesday, destined for a holiday in Thailand. The football player was detained by Thai authorities shortly after landing in Bangkok. Mr. Alarabi says his health is suffering because of the poor conditions of the room he is locked in.
I didn't see the sun from 27 to now. It's a very bad place here. No take shower, no clean, no water, no food, nothing is here.
His lawyer, Latifa Al-Halawi, says Mr. Alarabi thought he was about to have a nice week away with his family.
He was just going for a holiday with his wife from Australia to Thailand using an Australian travel document, and they have never let him leave the Thailand airport.
The reason for Mr. Alarabi's detention is understood to be that he is listed on Interpol by the Bahraini government over alleged involvement as a student in the 2011 Arab Spring uprising. A close friend of his, Hussein Al-Qatari, says Mr. Alarabi fled Bahrain because he was being persecuted for having beliefs that differed from the government.
He's a peaceful person and he's been targeted by the authorities in Bahrain based on his religion and his political view. Nothing more than that.
Mr. Alarabi was a defender in Bahrain's national football team. He fled the country and sought refuge in Australia, saying he was being targeted by the government. He was granted a refugee protection visa by the Australian government last year and has settled in the northern Melbourne suburb of Bundoora with his wife. Mr. Alarabi is an active member of the community and known as one of Pasco Vale Football Club's star players. He says Australia is his home now.
I'm a refugee in Australia now. I just want to go back to Australia. I don't want to stay here.
But there is growing fear that the Thai authorities have contacted the Bahraini government and he will be sent back to his home country. An expert from the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights, Fatima Yazbek, says under international law, as a refugee, Mr. Alarabi should not be deported.
Hakeem was previously detained in Bahrain and he was tortured. Our main concern now that if he will be deported to Bahrain, he will be subjected again to severe torture.
Mr. Alarabi holds grave fear for his safety.
I'm afraid maybe the migration back to me to Bahrain. I'm afraid about this because in Bahrain, very dangerous there. Bahrain want to kill me there. When I go to Bahrain, they want to kill me.
A foreign affairs spokesperson says embassy officials are in direct contact with Thai authorities, but because of privacy obligations, the department cannot provide further comment. Mr. Alarabi's lawyer says the Australian government needs to intervene immediately.
They have found that he is deemed a refugee. They have offered him that protection. They need to help him. His life is at risk, and this is a serious, imminent threat.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.